Welcome to Late Talker Radio, the podcast that helps you navigate the early years when faced with your child having language delay. Packed with everything you need to feel empowered and positive about the future. Here's your host, consultant speech and language therapist of 20 years, Joanne Jones.
And welcome to this episode of Late Talker Radio. My name is Joanne Jones, and today we're talking about outdoor play. Why is it important? How can we use outdoor play, and how can we incorporate it into our day for our late talking children? So there's loads of evidence as to why outdoor play is really good and why being outdoors in general is really good for people. And I have been brainstorming all the ideas that I can think of as to why outdoor play is really good for children. Now, I'm pretty sure this is not an exhaustive list, and there's probably more that you can think of and more benefits that you see in your child. But just to get us started, these are some of the things that I have been thinking about. So outdoor play is really good for children with sensory difficulties because often the sensory stimulation outside is maybe not as intense as it within indoor environments. So if you think of sounds outside in the environment, okay, if you were stood by a digger or a pneumatic drill or something, the sound would be quite intense. But if you imagine being out in nature, often there are lots of sounds that you can hear, but they're not as intense for some children. There's also opportunity for touching lots of different textures and walking on different textures, seeing different colours, and of course proprioception and vestibular stimulation by being able to control your body in the environment. So lots and lots of sensory opportunities out and about. It's really good for alertness and for to be outdoors. You know, what happens if you're beginning to feel a bit drowsy? You have a little walk outside, you wake up. And so that's the same for our children. So it's really good for their alertness levels to be outside as much as possible. But equally, being outside is a very calming effect on children. And quite often children who struggle to manage their attention and listening do much better outside. Now, it might be when you first go outside and your child is even more excitable and even more energetic and active, but as time goes on, that becomes they become calmer within that situation quite often. Being outside is great for physical skills. It's great for fine motor and gross motor, and for children to kind of manage risk. So allowing children free play outside. And when I'm thinking about outside, I'm thinking about being within a woodland or a parkland, not necessarily within a playground that has got kind of adult designed equipment there for them, which is designed particularly for one function. I'm thinking of them being within an environment that is free and natural, maybe on a beach, maybe in a big field, that kind of thing. And so you can imagine that physical skills in these environments, you know, you're walking up and down hills, you're walking over branches, you're walking up and down, and also using fine motor skills to pick up and play with different toys. So lots and lots of opportunities for developing physical skills outdoors and in a very naturalistic way, you know, perhaps slightly different to how you would learn them in indoor space where things have to be kind of manufactured in order for you to have certain experiences. Lots and lots of evidence that being outdoors increases our health, and being amongst kind of nature, soil and the natural biome is really good for our insides and helping us to become immune. Now that might be different for your child if they've got specific health needs, but in general there's lots of evidence to say that children who spend more time outside are indeed healthier. There's lots of space outside, and that might sound obvious, but if you imagine the world from your child's eyes, quite often if they're indoors, everything is happening very close to them, whereas outdoors, everything is further away, there's more space around them, they're not under as much pressure, and this can really help kind of interaction and communication because they're not feeling as enclosed and things aren't as intense. We know that being active is really good for brain development, and it's really funny because it came up today, something that I was reading, someone asked the question, when do you have your best ideas? And so many people put when out walking, when in the woods, when walking my dog, those kind of answers, because when we're walking and we're physically active, our brains are working really well. So that stands to reason then that for our children, they're going to learn better when they're being more active. Outdoors often creates curiosity in children, and with curiosity comes learning. And so being outdoors is really great for connecting children to nature and making them curious about the world around them. It's great also for confidence. As children become more active and are more involved in the outside, they develop their confidence and they develop skills in taking risk. It's quite hard for us as parents to kind of step back and be child-led in the outdoors. We're probably better at doing that inside. But actually, by stepping back and by allowing children to kind of take their own risks within reason, children get much better. And what we find about children who are allowed to take risks is that actually they take better better adjusted risk. So they are the children that are much less likely to run out in front of a car or climb something that's too big, because they've kind of, within a controlled environment, but led by them, they've been able to experiment and see what they're capable of. Vocab is also another area that's really great to learn in the outdoors, because nature is all interconnected, just like our vocab in our heads has to be interconnected. And it's really easy to begin to, as parents begin to input language and vocabulary that is of the child's immediate experience, and also that show those interconnections between vocabulary. So how do we use the outdoor? And it might surprise you to hear me say that it's about being child-led. And actually, you don't need to have a massive imagination, or you don't need to have plans up your sleeve or ideas for them to do. It's about just being there and being out and about, giving them space, giving them time, letting them do what comes naturally. And as they show interest and curiosity, or they use words, building on what it is that's of their interest. And it's really hard to do that as a parent, because we're just not used to that kind of stepping back. We either feel like we have to be the teacher and we have to be asking the questions and teaching concepts and numbers and letters and all that kind of thing, or we feel as though we have to be the caretaker, where we are managing risk and we're keeping children contained. But if you can find a really great outdoor space where you can breathe and relax, you'll find that your child gets into that, and actually they're kind of running about and their hyperactivity will become much easier to manage. They'll become much calmer. So things like listening walks are really great. Just being out and about in the environment and listening to the sounds that happen naturally around us, and drawing children's attention to those sounds. Collecting things is another great activity for being outside. Collecting things that maybe later you do some sticking with inside, or just making a collection for collection's sake. And talking about those things as they happen. Interacting with wildlife, book hotels, caterpillar hunts, feeding the ducks, all those things that involve interacting with the wildlife around us is great for sparking children's interest and curiosity. Even children who are not showing much interest in other things can often be sparked by these outdoor activities. Dens are another great thing, building dens. Lots of children, even in group one, will love to build a den and to explore what it feels like to be within small spaces and big spaces, crawling in or being enclosed. So dens are a really great thing for all children of all phases. And using the imagination and using natural things as the props. You know, children don't need a whole kitchen to play kitchens. They can make things up with a tree trunk and some branches and maybe some fir cones, whatever it is that you find lying about. When children are going through schemas such as throwing or running or transporting things, being outside makes that really easy and really safe for them to do things, so they're not throwing things at your television. They can kind of throw things appropriately outside and get work through those schemas. So there's loads of things that you can do outdoors, and I'll be sharing some more ideas on my Facebook page, so do check that out. Easy Everyday Speech Therapy, and you can come over there and see some other ideas. But I think what's really important is our mindset and not thinking about outdoor play as being an add-on or being something to do when there's nothing else to do. It's about it being a non-negotiable, having time every day and building that time up. The more we can get children away from screens and out into the indoors, the better you're going to see their attention and listening, the better their comprehension, the better their awareness. It doesn't have to be the same every day. You know, an extended walk on the way home from dropping another child off at school, or a visit to the play area, or you know, parking your car a little bit further away and walking places are all good ways of incorporating fresh air and exercise and walking and listening walks into your day without specifically going out and about to do that. But the more opportunities you can take them into the wild, whether that's the woodland, whether that's the in fields, farmland, forests, woodland, hills, you know, lots of different experiences of different terrains is really great for children. And just be mindful that if all of your outdoor time is spent in playgrounds or at organised activities, we're limiting our children's ability to use their imagination, develop their own curiosity, because everything is curated and designed by adults. What I want to see is children being free to explore and to find things at their leisure, and for adults to be following close behind, inputting language, making sure everything's safe, and giving them the opportunity to be child-led. If your child has the opportunity to go to a forest school, I would jump at that with everything that you've got, because forest schools are brilliant at being child-led. They're brilliant at providing curiosities and opportunities for learning, but leaving it up to the child how they do that. And for children who are struggling with their talking, often a forest school environment is great, because it's absolutely tuned in to what they need at that time, and there's no pressure of being within kind of four walls of a building. So do look out for forest schools in your area. I think that you will find they're really beneficial for your children. So if you're wondering how to go about this, I would suggest that you just make a plan that every day you're going to spend some time outdoors, and try and increase that month on month. If you live somewhere where the weather isn't great, I empathise, because so do I, but I think that it's still necessary to get out and about. Maybe it's in the garden, maybe it's just locally, but having an all-in-one waterproof suit and a good coat and umbrella for you, and just getting out there anyway, there's lots to be learned in the rain. You might have a child who's reluctant to be outside. Maybe some of the sensory things about being outside are really difficult for them to manage at first, and you'd want to start small. So you just want to start by having a small amount of time, maybe not far from the house, and then going back in and then building it up slowly, so they don't feel as though they're being forced into a lot of outdoor time when they're not comfortable, but definitely building it in slowly. And remembering that you are there to input the information, so giving them lots of opportunity to hear the words, hear the sounds, for you to tell them what the words are, for you to talk about what's in the environment. But remember to listen to what they're showing an interest in, and listening, I mean that kind of all-encompassing listening, where you're listening with your ears and you're listening with your eyes and you're listening with the knowledge of your child, and you're seeing what it is that's sparking that interest and building on that, because it doesn't have to be any particular way. And if your child is a child who is interested in running, then running and running and running and running outside is going to help them to get control of their body and calm their mind. But if you're trying to stop them from running all the time, like you would be in an organized activity where you feel obliged that your child sits still and keeps listens to what's going on and follows in directions, then fighting against that that running can kind of make the running worse. Whereas if you're out and about in a big field, you know, they're safe, they, you know, you can keep up with them, you know, they can run and run until they, you might find that at the end of that running there's a calm child waiting to kind of take things in. It can be hard, it can be cold, and it can be wet, and it can be miserable, but being outdoors is absolutely key to our young children's development. And I would really urge you to take this seriously and to think about how you can incorporate outdoor play into your life and into your little one's life. I would consider where they are at school or at nursery and how much outdoor time they get there. I know that some schools and nurseries do more outdoor time and some do less. So if your child is at one where there is less, it's about making sure that after school and at weekends they're getting plenty of outdoor opportunity. I hope you found that useful, and I hope it sparked your imagination into thinking how you could use outdoor play to help your little one. I've worked with lots of children with late talking and found real benefit from them being outside. And so I know that this is going to be really beneficial for your child. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Please look out for the next episode coming soon. And don't forget to take a look at our show notes at joannejones.co.uk. See you next time on Late Talker Radio. Bye for now.